time for Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires. It's live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave.
And welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart on Newsmakers here with Dave Bourne, KYKN 1430. And here at your noon hour every weekday, we talk about local individuals and ideas and initiatives and institutions and all that good stuff. And welcome. We are going to talk about a new institution today. Dave, do you ever eat?
All the time.
Do you eat out?
A lot.
Do you ever eat at a food cart?
I have.
Excellent. So yeah, that's our topic today, because we have a new food cart offering location, destination here in Salem, and we want to highlight that. We've had kind of serious topics this week. We've got Kevin Mannix in yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was fascinating. We've got the president of Chemeketa in later this week. We've got State Representative Kim Thatcher coming in this week.
Oh, wow.
So
heavy hitters.
A little bit of politics, a little bit of advocacy, a little bit of education. So today we get to talk about food, and how wonderful is that? Food and a charming individual that's making it happen. So in the studio with us today, we have Shannon Standish William. And she is the force, the driving force behind the Yard Food Park. Welcome, Shannon.
The Yard Food Park. Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
That's
Hello.
Just rolling off my tongue. The
yes.
Yard Food Park.
Yep.
Okay. Let's learn about you. I mean, you're going to be with us the hour. We're going to learn about all these great things that we can eat on the east side of town,
mm-hmm.
right? But you are a Salemite, right?
I am. Yep.
You went to school
born and
here?
Raised. Yes. Cascade and Sprig.
Cascade and Sprague.
Yep.
Okay. We'll go Olis.
Yep.
What are the Cascades?
Cougars.
Cougars.
Yes.
All right. And you have family here in town. You grew up here.
Yep.
Your father's a businessman and all that.
Yes.
Okay. So how did you get the idea about the business?
It actually was about 5 years ago. I was hanging out with my friend at Silverton Reservoir, and he had brought up the lot in Bend. It's a little... kind of like a little food park, and they do have some taps out of a cart. So I went over there, I visited, and I said, oh my gosh, I love this, but I don't drink very much beer because it kind of hurts my stomach, the gluten. So I really wanted to bring in local wines and also local alcohol cocktails and just make it a little bit more fun. I am a single mom, so I also wanted a place that my little girl could go with me as well, have some, kid area, dog friendly area, cornhole, Jenga, all of those things kind of incorporated in one.
Wow. That
yeah.
is a, that's a tall task.
Yes.
That was about 5 years ago.
That was about 5 years ago. I, worked on a business plan, kept dreaming about it. Kept talking to my folks and bothering them about it. During this time, I was actually the owner of Three Dutch Bros franchise.
Oh.
So I was, running that as well. And but I kept pestering them. And then eventually they went to the lot in Bend. And then they went to Happy Valley Station in Happy Valley. And they really kind of got the bug as well. And we all started working together.
Okay. The lot in Bend is kind
yep.
of a model of what you like
yes.
to see happen
it's
in Salem.
A little bit smaller, but yeah. Yep.
Okay. So what was the disposition of your Dutch Bros? Did you end up selling those, or you're managing
yeah,
those?
Yep. Nope. I ended up selling them back to headquarters. So they are corporately owned shops now. They have a regional operator that runs them. And the really cool thing, though, is a lot of the employees I was, really close with, and we had a good relationship. And a lot of them came back to me prior to opening the yard, and they're my employees now. So I must have done something right.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can always tell if someone's a good employer.
Yeah.
If they have people that have been with them a while
yes.
or follow them around.
Yep.
Yeah. That is awesome. Dutch Bros, did you own the one on Mission Street?
So I owned two in Woodburn and one in Silverton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a lot of miles in your car, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. This is Newsmakers. You're talking to Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. And in our studio, we have Shannon Standish William, who is launching the Yard Food Park. And tell us where the location is.
It's 4106 State Street, and that is one block east of Lancaster.
Okay, so I'm on State, and I'm going mm-hmm. east. I cross through Kubler. I mean, sorry, Lancaster.
Lancaster, yep.
I'm trying to think of what are the other.
And then we'll be on the right-hand side, just past Walgreens and the Connex Auto Body.
Connex Auto Body. Yep. And across the street from where you get your saws
yes,
fixed and exactly. your mowers fixed. Yep. And I know the neighborhood.
Yep.
That is great. And tell us a little bit about the location. I mean, what was there and how did it strike you as this is what I need?
It was a grass lot with a few old homes on it that we had to take down. So we literally built this thing from the ground up. My dad really, once he kind of got behind this idea, he started searching for property and a good price, of course. And this was a big enough lot. And Lancaster's so busy, there's no, you know, there's not really anywhere to get food that's maybe not a franchise or a chain. And so we felt like it was a good spot.
Well, it's okay to shamelessly plug your family if you want to tell about what your dad does for a living. And he's grounded in the community with the business ownership as well, right?
Yep. So Gary Standish, he owns GNR Auto Wreckers and Pick Apart Auto Wreckers. And he's been born and raised in this area as well. So, yeah.
Well, that's funny because I was not familiar with that company. And about 2 months ago, I sold a car to them.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. It was an old car of my folks. And my son had driven it to extinction.
Yeah.
So I was able to do some business with them. Well, that's exciting. It's nice to have a business mentor as well in the family.
Absolutely. Yep.
So well-grounded, which we like to spotlight here. We like to see people who are doing things in the community, creating investment and creating jobs and relations and, you know, more fun things to do.
Yes.
You also have a church relationship here and your daughter is here and goes to school here. Any other places besides, you know, I mean, you obviously went to high school in Salem Kaiser, but you moved around a bit.
Yeah, I have moved around a little bit. I lived, Southern California for a few years, went to school and, moved back up, lived in Bend and then came back home to open a boutique with my mom.
Do you, a boutique with your mom? Oh my gosh. It's something new every time I ask a question.
It is.
Does your mom still have the boutique?
No, we did close a couple years ago. It was downtown Salem right next to Vinti's.
Okay.
And, that's also been fun since the yard's been open. We've seen old customers come in and say, oh my gosh, at least we can see you now.
That's the other thing about building relationships.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? All right, let's dive into the yard here. So the location is on the east side of town.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of area do you think you'll draw from?
So far, we've only been open a couple days. We opened Thursday of last week. We've seen everything from, you know, young couples, date night type of thing, or families, people after work just coming to get a drink together. We've seen it all, which is cool. We have an area that's sectioned off for, you know, over 21. But then in the building, we also have a kids area. So, you know, one of my friends posted how excited he was to be able to go and have dinner and enjoy a beer. And his kids were playing in it. The night was great.
Oh, nice.
So outdoors, we have a couple of fireplaces and, you know, the life-size games of Jenga and Cornhole and Connect Four. So it's really a place if you want to just go have fun with buddies, or if you have the kids and you want to kind of run out their energy as well.
Fun.
Yeah.
For me, it seems like exactly the kind of place I would want to go to on my way to the movies on Lancaster.
Yeah.
Lancaster or San Diem, Lancaster Mall.
Yep.
Or hit afterwards.
Yep.
That's one thing that's I found frustrating. It's getting better now. We'll talk about the scene in Salem here in a little while, but it seemed to be there was no place to go after the movie or after the theater. There wasn't even theater to go to necessarily downtown.
But exactly.
Places to go before or after. And wait, let's back up. I heard you say the word building. So you went empty lot, you torn down the houses, and what kind of building structure is there? So it's out of the weather?
It is. So it kind of looks like a really big pole barn. We built large awnings on the side for the food carts to be under. So when people are ordering food, they're always out of the elements and covered. On the side of the building is garage doors that open up. So summertime, it can be totally open air. Wintertime, you know, right now they're closed, fully heated inside. So you have a great place to sit and eat or wait for your food.
Well, that's nice. I mean, after yesterday's weather.
Yeah.
With the wind and the torrential rain. And I know I got in the middle of the night and figured out what was breaking a window outside.
Yeah.
So important that. So you do get to sit inside. You're out of the weather.
Absolutely.
And it's heated.
Yep.
Okay. We got to make sure everybody knows why they need to go to the Yard Food Park on State Street, just east of Lancaster Drive. We're going to get back here and talk about all the food,
okay.
All the food and beverages and all of the offerings.
Very good.
And what you expect to do for growth and your other new businesses right after the break. This is Brent with Brent and Dave on KYKN 1430. Salem is listening.
Newsmakers continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart along with Dave Bourne, and we're talking to Shannon Standish William. She is delightful. I know this is radio talk, and you just met her, and I just met her, but she has launched the Yard Food Park, and I can't wait to hear about the food and the offerings and what can we go and expect to find there. So do you have two or three carts?
We actually have 12 open right now.
Wow.
Yes.
Is that... It's got to be close to the largest in Salem.
I think it is.
And you just opened.
We just opened.
How did you recruit them all?
They found me. A lot of them did. I built a website that needs to be updated severely. But word just got around town. And one person after another either was calling or emailing me. My mom and I did go up to Portland one time to talk to cart owners. But nobody from Portland wanted to open a second cart in Salem. So we have all... local people, and some of them have had restaurants, some of them have had a food cart, and then some of them are completely brand new.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have the Beehive in South Salem, right?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Is that about 12? Would you say it's comparable in size?
I think they have 8. I'm not positive, but yeah. 8 to 10. Yeah, so they do pretty good.
Wow. You bit off a big...
Yeah, it's a big
grand opening, and you just opened.
Yep.
So hours?
Hours are for the yard, so for the tap house, that is 6:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. That's Monday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, we stay open until 11 p.m., and then Sunday is still that 6:30 to 8 p.m.
6:30 to 8 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, yep.
And a lot of places not open Sundays, and people have a hard time finding a place to grab a bite or...
Well, we have really good coffee. It's the Thump Roaster from Bend. It was actually an old boss of mine from a previous job that I had. So, all of our coffee is local from Bend, and it's amazing.
Okay, so those are the hours. You pretty much have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. Is
absolutely.
That what you're telling me?
Yes, yes. and dessert.
Are all the carts open for all of those times, or some are just lunch only, or...?
All of the carts are open from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m., but the ones that do breakfast, they open at 7. So we have 3 carts right now that do breakfast every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the location there at State and Lancaster, just east of Lancaster, off state. And with all the jobs at Mill Creek Corporate Center just down the way, you have 700 to 1,000 people being hired at Amazon. You have Home Depot. You have FedEx. You've got some other deals going on there with new industrial sites. A lot of people will be going to work in that area.
Yeah, absolutely.
And new homes as well. We've been talking about home building here on the show, and you've got some happening over on Cordon Road, both north and south of you. So what a great location.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
There are a lot of cars that go up and down Lancaster.
Yeah, yep.
Now we got to get them into the Yard Food Park. Okay, so what kind of food? Tell me what kind of variety of food. And
well, we do have 12 carts. We have everything from desserts to a tamale cart. I'll just kind of rattle off them real quick. Sweet Streets is our dessert cart. Bite Me is waffles and kind of comfort food. We have Snail's Pizza. Their pizza is amazing, and they don't say it, but it's all gluten-free. Doesn't taste like it.
All right. So Snail's Pizza?
Yeah.
But it's not Snail Pizza.
Nope. Their last name is
Snails.
S-N-E-L-L-S.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Good. Good now.
Yolanda's Tamales. 15 varieties of tamales.
I love tamales.
Yes. Boba Blastic. So that's the boba tea. And then they also do like ahi bowls. Cadillac Grill is our hamburgers. Spicy Bite is Indian food. A barbecue cart called Father Hen. Bulletproof Meals is a healthier cart. Homegrown Grub is salads and sandwiches. And let's see, we've got Mexican cart, Paco's, and also Ma's Funnel Cakes.
So we go there with the family. Everybody finds something they like.
Absolutely.
That's one of the things you're toting around. Let's say even if you're with 6 friends and you're going to go play golf, right? Or you're going to go to the movies or whatever. They're like, you grab a bite. Well, I want Indian food. Well, I can't eat ethnic food. And I need gluten-free and blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
And you can find it at the Yard Food Park.
That's correct.
All right. So to go back, let's go back to the waffles and comfort food. What is that?
Oh, gosh. It's called Liege waffles that she makes. She has regular and gluten-free. She does savory waffles and also the sweet waffles. I kind of like to think of it as like a crepe. You know, she's got all the stuff on top, and she even has a chicken and waffles. It's amazing.
That's exactly where I was going to go with that.
Exactly. Yep. She also, for the evenings, she heads a little bit more towards hand-dipped corn dogs. All of the meat is locally sourced meat, so I like the quality she uses.
Have you had enough? I mean, you just started. You couldn't have even tasted everybody's wares yet.
I haven't yet. No, not yet.
I'm interested in the Indian food.
This is amazing.
I lived in another place one time, and we were fine of dives, you know, where you could find a family-owned something, and they had a little hole in the wall. And you could go in and get an incredible meal, Thai meal or Indian meal, and that, and drive home with it or eat it.
Nothing like smelling it all the way home.
That's right.
Some nice tandoori or something. Great, and they have desserts there. Now, who's serving up the tap?
The tap is all the yard. So inside of the building, we have 22 taps. We have our full coffee bar, and we have a full bar as well.
Wow. Yeah. So that's the house.
That's the house.
You have the house, and then you have all the food carts and stuff.
Yeah.
22 beers.
Yes.
Beers and ciders, I hope.
Yep. We actually do have a nitro coffee on tap that will be starting up soon, and then some kombucha, some ciders, and beer. Lots of beer.
Nitro coffee?
Yes.
What is that?
Like triple espresso with a shot?
It's your pretty strong cold brew, but the nitro kind of smooths it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that sounds interesting. I don't know if I need the caffeine some days, but I don't drink coffee, so I'm going to have to stick with it.
Yeah, that might one be of a those little much.
Sounds like there's a tap from which I could choose.
Yes. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yep.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Now, on your website, are the pictures?
The pictures are not of the yard. We need to get those updated, but they're just kind of generic ones we started with, and it's just been a whirlwind of trying to get everything done. So that's next on the list.
All right. I'm sorry. Is it website or is it a Facebook page or both?
We do have both. Yep.
Okay. So let's plug that.
The website is theyardfoodpark.com, and then Facebook is the same as Yard Food Park.
Okay. But you don't have pictures of your building yet? And the taps.
On Facebook, we definitely do, and also on our Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah. I am so out of it, Dave.
That's all right.
I have an Instagram.
How come you don't?
Because you're cooler than I am.
Oh, okay.
That's why. And clearly.
Thank you for saying so.
Clearly, Shannon Standish William is a lot cooler than both of us.
Okay. Yes.
So the yard food bag, I just can't believe that you just created this, and it's a big risk. We're going to talk about what kind of risk small businesses in Salem, Kaiser, in a little bit, but let's keep talking about the food. Is there room for more carts? Do you plan to grow?
We do have some room. We have a couple that are signed up and coming in. We have one called Will You Look at That, and it's a healthy cart. We also have Filipino food coming in, a Mexican food cart, and Jasmine Thai, and they also have a restaurant in Lincoln City, and their food is amazing. Then I think from there we have one spot available to rent out, so they went pretty quick.
Wow. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah.
All right, so you have a little room to grow, but that's being taken up quickly.
Yep.
Wow, this could be a destination spot.
Yes.
I can just hear people going, hey, you want to meet at the yard?
Yep.
It's like, when do you get off? Let's just meet up at the yard, right?
That's why I went with that name.
That is awesome. That was your creation as well?
Yep.
Okay, so lots of different area. You said you cordoned off for 21 and older, but people could have their kids there, right?
Yes, yeah. We have an area for 21 and over that it can kind of be separate from families if somebody is on a date night or they just kind of need quiet time. Yeah.
So you said the pizzas were gluten-free.
Yeah.
So that's important to have that variety. You have gluten-free options and vegan options.
Yeah. Yes,
so
we do.
So who's selling a vegan option?
Bulletproof Meals is rolling out our vegan this week. And I'm hoping to get one other cart, the Will You Look at That, adding some of that in there as well. He also kind of goes to the keto side of things. The Cadillac Grill, she has gluten-free buns. A lot of those waffles are gluten-free, like I mentioned. Yeah, so some good options.
Okay. So who goes to food carts? Can you pinpoint that? Oh. Is there a demographic that tends to go?
You know, so far I've seen everybody, I feel like, and a little bit of kind of everything in between, from families to just, you know, young kids going out together, date nights I've seen already. We've only been open a couple of days, but I have seen a big mix of people.
What about blue collar, white collar, retired, still in school?
All of them. Yep. I've kind of seen everybody. I think people are really waiting for us to open, so they're all swarming in.
You probably don't have time. Swarming into the yard.
Yes.
Love it. You probably don't have time. They don't have time to get down from the high school during their break and eat, do they?
No, not that I've seen that yet. No.
But I bet you can get a lot of Chemeketa students.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And how are you going to put up a billboard? How are you going to get them to know when they're driving up and down Lancaster along with 50,000 of their friends a day?
Where we are at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now we really have just been social media, and it's been a ton of word of mouth. But yeah, a billboard may be something down the road that we look at.
Okay. How's the parking though?
Parking. We have 98 spots for parking.
That's a lot.
What?
It's a lot. But it's already, we've already ran into issues with filling that up.
We need a parking garage.
We do. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That would be great.
That was my next question, Dave.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Great minds.
You're thinking ahead of me. 98. I'm shocked. You said it was a smaller lot. That's not small.
Well, we ran out of parking on our friends and family night. And then once we opened to the public the next day, we ran out of parking too.
Wow. When we come back, we're going to talk about regulation for launching a small business. I want people to be exposed to the kind of risks that you have taken and what it means to have an individual take the initiative. We're talking to Shannon Standish-William. She's the driving force and owner behind the Yard Food Park on State Street. And we're going to be right back. You're listening to 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Newsmakers with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome back to Newsmakers. Here in the KYKN studios, we've got Shannon Standish-Williams, brainchild and driving force behind the Yard Food Park on State Street. We're talking about all the food offerings, the beverage offerings. Let's talk a little bit about launching this business. I've got a story for you. It came out of a speech I gave one time, or our talk with some people at Leadership Salem. And I told them I had owned a gas station, and we had a coffee drive-thru, as you're well familiar.
Yep.
So I said, well, here's the kind of things that we have to deal with when it comes to licensing. We are licensed or regulated by, of course, the DEQ, because it was gasoline, right? Mm-hmm. And, of course, the city fire marshal. We had permits and inspections, but also the state fire marshal. Mm-hmm. So there's three regulatory agencies. And then we had the Weights and Department of Weights and Measures, because we had to meter the fuel, but also alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. When the city of Salem had a tobacco permit, the county health department came in and inspected, Bureau of Labor and Industries, of course, and a public works permit as well. It was, more than two handfuls of permits on the wall and licenses and all these things that we pay.
Yep.
And it must be like that to do what you're doing. I mean, people realize, you think that, oh, I'll just launch a small business and I'm going to buy a cart and I'm going to throw it together. And, and you know, in our area, there aren't a lot of hurdles in other areas. They have, you know, licenses, mm-hmm. they have business licenses. And mm-hmm. other parts of the country are shocked to know that in Salem, in Marion County and Salem, there's no mandatory business license. Yeah. However, going to get capital is difficult. Mm-hmm. Finding a lease location that doesn't take too much risk, but allows you to have some certainty for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, all those regulatory agencies, right?
Yep.
How did you deal with managing through all of that?
That was a little crazy. We had, just for the building itself, because it was a, you know, totally new structure, you know, building permits for everything, whether we put up a wall around the trash or, you know, just changed anything in the bathrooms. So permits for building, and then fire marshal, you know, had to come in quite a few times.
OLCC, of course.
OLCC, that one took me a while to get through, but the lady there was actually really sweet. But it was just a lot of paperwork, a lot of communication going back to the office.
No Oregon Lottery, right?
No. I personally didn't want to bring that in. Just kind of was another element to deal with, and I kind of wanted to focus more on that family vibe. Yeah. So we didn't go that route.
No, yeah. I get it. But you've been through now between a building project and a business launch.
Yes. It's a ton.
Anyway, I just wanted to applaud you and all of the entrepreneurs out there that said, hey, I've got a job and I have a paycheck and I'm going to go out and put it all at risk.
Yes. Yep. Right? Absolutely.
So I'm still looking at my notes about all my different licenses I had to deal with. So,
yeah, we had to get each individual food cart to make sure that they got licensed
right.
as well. So that was kind of a tricky thing with, you know, 11, 12 different people that you're dealing with and scheduling and making sure they have their hand towel dryers and their soap in place and all these things.
And insurance.
Insurance.
And co-insurance. You have also additional insured. And what's I almost forgot that piece.
Yeah.
I should never forget the insurance piece.
What if a cart falls behind or something?
Kind of slips.
That
is something that I keep track of and go and visit with them every Friday is what we're setting up. So, yeah, they know that in our contract and our agreement, they need to keep up on these things.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you mind me digging into the nitty gritty of these
sure.
cars? Okay, so it's carts and not trucks.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
So they don't have an engine and they're not driving away every day.
Correct.
Sometimes we see that in workplaces or, mm-hmm. right?
Mobile trucks.
Mobile trucks. So they're carts. So they're pullable. They have to be on wheels.
They are pullable, and we have had people that want to come for a week or two, but all of our carts have signed a year contract because they are also fully hooked up with natural gas, water, sewage, and electricity. So it's not something they can easily get away, you know.
That was my next one. I was talking about nuts and bolts. I was talking about. So they're on city water out there.
Yep.
Right. And you had to put in all this plumbing similar to an RV park kind of thing?
Yes. That's about the setup, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a manufactured park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I know from previous experience that when you serve food, you have to have like a three compartment sink.
Correct.
Does each individual cart have to have that inside?
Yes, they each have their three compartment plus a hand wash sink.
Okay. And the restrooms, you provide the restrooms.
We have the restrooms
the
inside.
Yard.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So then they have natural gas for cooking and what have you.
Yep.
Wow. That's a setup.
It's a nice setup.
Wow.
It's nice. Yeah.
And they signed a year lease. So that sounds to me like the Yard Food Park is here to stay.
Yes, we are.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the fact that they signed a year lease shows their commitment too for it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not like businesses ever go under. And that's the one point that's frustrating to realize that, you know, how many people have we seen, heard of, where they launched a small business and they put a lot of their heart and soul and sometimes all of their fortunes into it.
And lose everything.
Yeah. And restaurants are particularly prone to that. And we've had some sad stories here in town.
Yeah.
And then we have some great stories here in town.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Some friends of mine own some restaurants here in town that are great. And I tend to like to go to the places that are locally owned.
Yep.
With a local active owner and... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like myself some chain restaurants every now and then.
Yeah, yep.
But someone throws up a shingle and gives us some home food.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right. Now I'm going to, let's circle back to something I let slide here a minute ago.
Uh-oh.
Let's talk about your cart.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have bulletproof meals.
I do, yes.
And this is multifaceted.
It is. It kind of grew by itself. I bought the cart over a year ago, and I decided to open it up and run it from my house, get it licensed and everything, and serve a meal prep service. And that just took off by itself through social media. I outgrew my cart in about 2 months, and I realized either I needed to close Bulletproof Meal Prep or I needed to open a kitchen. And so I've been working on my kitchen and just starting to be able to run out of that kitchen. It's my first time doing commercial kitchen or anything like that, so it's been a learning curve.
How much help do you have?
I'm kind of catching up, okay. But I do have a great manager that's been helping me out. My cart is open a lot as well. We open at 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. every day, so it's we're there a lot.
How's your social life there?
I don't have one right now.
This is it right here.
This is it. It's work and my baby, and that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. So you bought this cart over a year ago. Was the Yard food already in
It
works?
Wasn't open, and it took a lot longer to open than we thought. So the cart was stationed at my home, and I had employees at my house 4 days a week. And I'm really happy to say that it's not at my house anymore. So
then it grew really rapidly. And now you need a commercial kitchen. So you opened another location.
Yes.
Is that a drop-in location? Is that a delivery out location?
It is both. We're not open to the public yet, but it will be open to where people can go in and grab a meal to go that's healthy and prepared. Also, Bulletproof mainly is delivery service. So I have people that order once to twice a week. We go to the office, bring all their meals prepped, ready to go. They just throw them in the microwave and eat.
Yeah. I might be a client. Yep. Bulletproof Meals.
Correct.
All right. There's a website, I hope, or
yep. bulletproofmeals.com.
.com. Yep. And a Facebook page.
We can see menus. Facebook and Instagram. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So I guess most of my friends know this, but I don't think our listener knows this, but I'm living in a trailer. Oh. So we're building a house, and I have this transition year, shall we say. We don't do a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
So your situation, you have these healthy meals, yes. And you can bring them to my office, and take them home, pop them in the microwave, yeah. And wow.
You have at least a microwave?
I do have a microwave. I've been using that a lot.
You're like camping.
And occasionally, we've got it.
He's camping in his new home.
Yes. It's just a season.
Hey, I can, I cook a little bit, but
yeah,
it's
but it's
difficult
hard.
In that spot. All right, Bulletproof Meals. So you have, you're going to prepare these meals, pre-prepared, mm-hmm. you'll deliver. Mm-hmm. That's one service. And that's yes. coming out of the commercial kitchen on
Correct.
Portland Road.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. You're not working at home anymore.
No,
you're probably never
thank
home
goodness.
Anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you also have the food cart for Bulletproof Meals.
Correct.
Same and kind of offerings? What kind of food?
Those are a little bit different. So fresh, healthy salads. We have something called a turkey bowl, which is, ground turkey or rice and black beans and peppers. For breakfast, we do protein pancakes and waffles, kind of a healthier version of chicken and waffles. Pretty soon, and we're going to be adding our smoothies and smoothie bowls.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
How do you deliver
a smoothie bowl?
Well, the cart we haven't delivered yet from, I haven't figured that out yet, but the Bulletproof Meals, that meal prep portion is really what we deliver. The food cart itself is more that made-to-order person that's walking up.
The smoothie bowl would have to be delivered in a styrofoam bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
With ice around it.
Yeah, exactly.
So of the dozen food cart offerings at the Yard Food Park on State Street, you said, as you listed them off, it's kind of a healthier option.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Well, that's good because I could use some healthier options. Although
I'm not going to say anything.
Chicken and waffles with just a tad bit of gravy doesn't sound too bad.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, and if you go with that gluten-free one that she has, then it's okay, right?
That's right. Yes. It's just, lean protein. Yeah. There's no fat or anything like that.
No sugar.
No sugar.
Well, I like you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shannon Standish Williams, launching the food park here in Salem. Just been open a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Everybody drive out there.
Yes.
Get out there and support the... And everybody who's there is an entrepreneur.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
They're all local owners. They're not people out of Bend. They're not people out of Portland. They're people out of our area. Go eat their food.
Yes.
So on State Street, if you're on Lancaster, you turn east. Mm-hmm. At the Walgreens, right?
Yep,
so, and if you're on State Street, go right through Lancaster and go visit it. You can get something to drink. You can get something to eat. You can get your coffee fix. Mm-hmm. I always like wreaking havoc with the people can wreak havoc with their system and get the big jolt
caffeine.
Caffeine from the coffee. Yep. And then they can chase down a beer before they go back.
True.
To the movies or dinner or something. Place to go before, a place to go after. And Shannon, I just said this, not facetiously. I appreciate that you're taking a risk on the community, that your folks are behind you, that we have a second generation business owner. And I hope you wish all success. We're going to talk again. We'll talk a little bit about eating in Salem. And close it up with the hour. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN, Salem's Listening.
Newsmakers continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN, Salem is Listening.
All right. Welcome back to our last segment here on Newsmakers on KYKN, our noon hour where we talk about local people who are getting stuff done. And we have Shannon here with us. She's one of them. And we're going to tackle a lot of issues in the next week or so. So stick with us. This is Brent along with Dave Bourne and Shannon Standish Williams. The Yard Food Park's our topic, but food in Salem is also interesting. I mentioned earlier, I love the hole in the walls. And a lot of times now we see food carts filling that role where people are not getting a storefront, where they're not getting a rental in a small center or something like that. But
to clarify, Shannon, it's not cheap to do a food cart.
No, it depends on what your build out looks like, but it could be 25 to 40,000.
And getting a hole-in-the-wall restaurant, you've got a lease you've got to sign.
Yeah.
Get all the equipment.
Yeah.
Does the food cart come with the equipment, or you have to buy that?
That is with the equipment. So it is still
a better investment.
Way cheaper.
Yeah, that's a better investment.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen a lot of things. I mean, the food cart offering looks incredible. If you're just joining us, it's kind of modeled off of what she saw in the lot in Bend, mm-hmm. and an environment where you could have a beer, you can have a coffee, you mm-hmm. can have lots of different kinds of food, and you can bring your kids.
Yep.
Right?
And undercover.
Yeah.
And have parking and be undercover.
Yeah,
in and
that's
out.
That's important.
And,
be warm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but in town, and I mentioned this before, and I don't mind naming names when I like things, but there's some local restaurateurs in town, which is I really like to support. I really like to go to Venti's.
Yeah.
They've got a nice offering. Yep. I tend not to overeat at Venti's mm-hmm. and love to have lunch there. I've been there for lunch, dinner, drinks. But Ritter's downtown.
Yeah.
Ritter's has done really well. It was a great success after they opened. Yep. And the Wild Pear.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Acme, of course, mm-hmm. Down on South Commercial. So those are the ones I haunt.
Yeah, those
and
are
now
good.
There's even more, and I feel like sometimes I'm not even cool enough to go into some of these places. You know, you got the Victory Club.
Yeah.
And
Bow and Vine is a new one.
Oh, Bow and Vine. Yeah. Where else are you going to go for a burger downtown?
Yeah, that's right.
Right? The problem with Bow and Vine is just, there's too much yummy stuff there.
There is, yeah.
So you like that. What else do you like?
Oh, goodness. I do love McMiniman's. I like to pop mm-hmm. to the different ones in the area. Kind of the ones you mentioned. I do want to try the new Basil and Board downtown. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
Owner of Venti's and Bow and Vine and Archive. They all kind of collaborated together.
Oh, and the Archive. That's mm-hmm. right.
And Taproot is also, that's probably my favorite.
Well, I think Shannon's cooler than I am.
Yeah.
I think.
Do you judge the restaurants when you go in?
Not usually, just because I love...
You can't help yourself.
I love that it's a local mm-hmm. owner. And like Taproot, for instance, he, hand-built a lot of the things there. Like there's like a fan on top of the ceiling and painted everything and kind of collected a lot of antique-looking items. And, for me, I love that. I love seeing the blood, sweat, and tears that go in mm-hmm. it. I know what it feels like. And so I will always send people those ways,
Yeah, and I didn't even mention some of the breweries mm-hmm. That we have, Sanium Brewing.
Yeah. and Salem
Ale Works.
And, yeah.
For the record, I don't drink beer, so I'm glad you have all those different options. But
yeah.
Salem Ale Works, I've got a friend building a restaurant in Turner
mm-hmm.
in
yeah,
an old church.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you've heard about that?
I have,
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and he's a great guy, and he's taking a risk, and this is really going to bring something to Turner.
It is, yes.
That's
I agree.
Something that Turner really needs. So we'll have to have him on.
Yeah,
especially as we get close. So, in the meantime, though, the Art Food Park is a place to definitely check out. Shannon Standish Williams. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I stutter with your name.
That's okay. It's a mouthful.
Why don't I make sure you leave understanding where people can go? So it's on State mm-hmm. Street. East, if you know what that means, east of Lancaster.
Yep.
Sometimes it's hard to tell. So if you're headed down to if you're headed down to Mission Street, hey, turn left.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're heading up towards the mall, then you turn right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep,
okay. You have 12 offerings and inside food, drink, and so forth, and mm-hmm. you're going to grow.
Yep.
That sounds like you're off to an incredible start. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. It's been really popular.
Did
already.
It keep you up at night? I mean, roll this huge dice and.
ZQL has been my friend for the last 2 weeks. to help
trying
sleep.
To get to sleep.
Yeah,
there and
just running.
Many things to keep track of.
There's a lot.
You got to run the joint, and you have your own food cart, and you have your prepared meals business.
Yeah, and it's been. I have 14 employees just for the yard portion, and then Bulletproof. I think about 7, and then plus all of the cart owners. They're sweet, and I love them, but they're almost like employees sometimes. So there's a lot of questions to be answered. And then back to, you mentioned beer, all the vendors and vendor relations and bringing all the beer. Yes. And so I got to meet kind of everybody that owns a brewery in the area. It's been kind of crazy.
So have you seen any of the other restaurateurs in town mentor you, offer encouragement or?
The owner of Vagabond and Victory Club, he popped in. Great, great guy. Gave my dad and I some awesome advice. And then our opening night was there with quite a few people. So that was really cool.
Oh, yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, that was good.
You got to love that.
Yes.
Showing support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Wow. What's next? You kind of lost your second location and after a year? I mean, really, you just seem like...
We have some things in mind.
Unbelievable
yes.
amounts
yes.
of energy and yeah. success. So I have another question before we run out of time, because this is one of the difficulties of launching something, is how did you go about getting financing? Was there a local bank that was willing to take a risk on you, or how did this
work? It was
all
private.
Private. Wow.
Yes.
It is so hard to get financing for a bank, especially if you, I have a new concept.
Yeah.
And something, we think it's really going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. This would be a big risk, I believe. So
you'd have to put up probably your house as collateral.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It is a challenge.
That is a sacrifice, too.
Yeah, it's a huge risk. And we were talking about during the break how many restaurants do not last when they open up. And a lot of people don't have business experience. Fortunately, you have business experience in your family and a mentor and history and all that. But it is a risk that somebody could launch into it and lose a few years of their career and all of their life savings.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Not going to happen to you, Shannon.
No, I hope not. Knock on wood.
You're exploding already. You just opened.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you mean to open at Christmas time?
You know, we wanted to open in the summer and just construction permits and the county and the state, you know, there's just a lot. So
just say it, red tape.
Yeah, it took a lot.
Just say it, red tape slowed you down.
Way down, yes.
You mean everything did not go perfectly according to plan?
No, definitely.
He is so political on that one. Red tape messed you up. I'm going to say it.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to plug you. It's a delight to have you in. Thank you for investing in our community.
Absolutely.
Thank you for
taking
a risk in our community. Thank you for bringing in all those other people that now have an opportunity to make money.
Yeah.
And that's a whole thing. When you launch a business, you're creating an ability for somebody else to make some money and feed their kids.
Yep, absolutely.
Right?
It's
and
been fun.
As a small business owner, to me, that was, I really appreciate being able to bring that to the community.
Yeah.
I know someone's paying their rent or their mortgage because you created a job.
Yeah, definitely.
You created an opportunity for those 12 owners and coming.
Yeah, more coming,
in the food carts. So run down the kind of food real quick. We're in less than a minute.
All right.
We're talking Yard Food Park. Go ahead.
Sweet Street Desserts.
Desserts.
Bite Me Waffles. Snail's Pizza. Yolanda's Tamales. Boba Blastic. Cadillac Grill Hamburgers. Spicy Bite Indian Food. Father Hen's Barbecue, Bulletproof Meals, Healthy Meals, Homegrown Grub, which is soups and sandwiches, Paco's Mexican, and Ma's Funnel Cakes.
All right, that's Shannon. Go on down to the Yard Food Park. Check out their website. Check out their Facebook page. Find the joint. Go have something to drink. Go have something to eat. Look for Shannon. You're going to like her.
Yeah, well, thank you.
So thank you for being with us on KYKN. That's it for us today on Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart, along with Dave Bourne. This is 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This has been Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.